Are we going?
We can do. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
I do. Do you?
Yeah.
Shall we do it then?
Yeah!
Jordan and his friends and all the usual shenanigans following the dream.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hey! There we go.
Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, sorry. I'm still drinking Bailey's, mate.
Right.
How you been?
How have you been?
I'm fine.
Well, let's get to a flyer this week, aren't we? Yeah.
Daughter.
Are you all right this week?
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that start you did last time where it was like, you're not doing that?
No.
Go on, what have you been up to, big boy?
What have I been up to? Well.
Oh. Incoming.
I've got a rant incoming.
Oh, dear.
God, again?
Here we go.
Yeah. I'm just sick of people telling me I won't get to interview certain people.
Oh, dear. See that again?
But this time, it's not Amanda. It's not Amanda.
All right.
Yeah. People are telling me my sister, yeah. Oh, I've just
So we're naming her then.
Yeah, of course we are.
Yeah. How many sisters have you got?
One.
All right, so we know which one it is.
So we've narrowed that down.
She keeps telling me that I won't get to Tom Syndicate, right?
Oh,
and
right.
That he doesn't want to do the interview. But that's not what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just getting fucking sick of it.
Well, you've already met him. And can we stop it with the language.
I know, but I'm fuming.
This is welcome to Jordan's therapy.
but
apart from that, how are you?
But listen,
right, hang on, you've already met him.
I've not finished.
Oh, okay.
I've not finished.
All right,
right. When I met him in the pumpkin patch, he didn't say that he wouldn't do it.
No, he didn't.
He just said...
He said he was too busy at the minute.
Yeah, so...
And he didn't want to be repetitive.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, so at some point you'll have a chat with him.
Yeah.
So, Sophie, shut up. Tell her.
Don't know.
No.
Does she need to be on my hit list?
No.
Does she need kneecapping at some point?
No.
Are we drawing on like a hate list?
Do you know, it's heading that way, isn't it?
No, but I just wish people would stop putting me down.
Jordan's arch enemies. Number one.
Basically, family.
Wicked stepmother. Two, Sophie.
Yeah,
who's
she's
there? Archie. Poor Archie.
She's supposed to be twin.
Oh, she's a twin?
Yes.
Have you ever seen Jordan and Sophie in the same room together? Half interest.
I can't say I have.
No. Oh.
No, you've not. I don't think you've met Sophie.
Have I?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. Not you at the same time.
No.
Yeah, that says something, doesn't it? Right, so arch enemy hit list. We're going to start one up for Jordan, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
do you want to divorce your family?
No.
Are you sure? Because it seems every week you're coming in.
Yeah.
And we've got an issue with a family member.
He's already been blocked by one of them.
I know, because we name them. We're not shy of naming them, are we?
No.
So, who blocked you on the phone, by the way?
No, I'm not going into that.
Oh, no, no.
Is this another one? Is this another family member?
Yeah, who's blocked you?
Yeah. No, I blocked her.
Oh, right, okay. Right. I think it's quite amusing.
Anyway, what have you been up to?
No, I want to talk more about your family. And who can we hate on?
No, what have you been up to?
I've had a busy, busy 5 days on the road. 2 days on a dodgy conference and 3 days on another dodgy event, which I sent you a video from.
Elaborate on dodgy. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'll say dodgy. I'm just trying to be funny.
Yeah, let's be careful where we go on this one.
Yeah. I was thinking the same.
Yeah.
Just a big event and pretty boring, but just long hours and long days, you know. And as you know, I sent you a little video to say hello after you had your rant the other day on Facebook.
You sending me words of support.
Yeah, yeah.
Much appreciated.
A lot of people complained about my language, though.
Yeah, they did.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we like the support, but the language wasn't necessary. Yes, it was.
I love the language.
Did you?
Yeah, the language of love.
You're potty mouth, aren't you?
Charlotte called you.
Yeah. Yeah, Charlotte even gets involved and starts swearing at me now. She's at that age.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Andrew? How are you,
I'm all right, you know.
Anything exciting been happening in your life?
Not really.
No.
No.
How's the dogs?
A lot. Oh, dogs are fine. I'm here a lot. I'm like constantly doing DIY.
All right.
Do you know, it always used to take me like an hour.
What kind of DIY? Putting shelves up?
Just cables and things being stowed away and hidden. And just,
oh, in here?
Just, yeah.
Right. How's the
it's
new...
It's just taking forever.
How's the new container coming on?
It's all right. We're getting there. Yeah. ADHD team were in there this morning.
Yeah.
So that was all right.
You ever done any DIY, Jordan?
No.
So when you get paid on a Monday, you told you you get paid today, didn't you?
Yeah, so
you
I believe paid. So. This so first you, we've heard of this.
What work are you doing?
No.
Have you got a sideline?
No, no. Drugs. No. It's not. It's Universal Credit Monday.
So it's for your brain damage.
Yeah.
Brain damage payment.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, hang on. Well, time back up. We can get money for brain damage.
Yeah.
Got to get me some of that.
We'll look into that. Are they giving you enough?
Yeah. I'm not disclosing how much they give me.
That's all right. You don't need to do that.
No.
And what was the drugs bit? We had a message the other day. You were dealing at one point.
What?
That drugs you were saying.
Do you two have a different chat group that you're in? Because I don't know anything about
these
drugs.
Did you not see that?
I don't think so.
You were talking about drugs and I said, you've got to get some of that, man. And you said you don't need that.
Oh, no, we'll leave that there.
Oh, will we?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Is it Viagra?
Oh,
No.
Just asking.
Can we not go down that alley, please?
You said you were stuck in your neck. You've had a stiff neck ever since, didn't you?
Oh, where's this going?
Should we change subject?
Shall we just move on?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Shall we do flying fact?
Oh.
Oh.
Hang on.
No. No, we shan't do flying fact.
Oh, okay.
I've got another subject to discuss.
Oh, go on then.
Right. Lately, I've been watching a lot of Peter Kay. Yeah. And I found one of his old... Not one of his old... Yeah, it was one of his old DVDs. And it was a thing about him having a car. It wasn't car share. But he's really young in it. So it just shows you how young he was when he started.
Have you seen him lately? The amount of weight that he's lost. He's a completely different man.
I know.
Car show was brilliant, by the way. That was genius. Please tell me you saw it, Andrew.
No, never seen it.
Oh, yes.
God. I mean, I've seen clips of it on YouTube and Facebook and stuff like that.
Highly
amusing. Never sat down and watched
Highly
it.
Highly amusing.
I do like him.
Yeah, yeah.
My favourite one is, have you seen the one where he... A cyclist puts a drink on top of a car and he goes mad.
No, no.
Yeah, he puts a drink on top of a car.
I like the fact that, I don't know if it was his last tour, but it's the one that sticks in my mind, that it was called Nan Needs a New Bungalow Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. I've actually got some news I need to share and I forgot.
Go on.
Can I tell you? So, very, very long story short, and I'll keep it light, but my mum passed away when I was quite young. All right, bear with me.
There's not an episode goes by where death isn't mentioned, is it?
Yeah, she didn't like... Anyway, so she was from Kenya, Andrew. And it sounds like I'm telling a joke now, but you've seen this on my Facebook, I'm sure you have.
No, I've seen it, yeah.
So 40 years, I've never known my mum's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been quite conscious over the years. Some of her family probably didn't even know that she'd passed. So with the power of the internet over recent years, I've always sort of reached out and tried to find information. Okay. But because it's in another country,
yeah,
I haven't got anywhere. Nowhere.
No.
So Charlotte's mum, Andrea, she's been playing with Ancestry.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that kind of thing. So I got involved with that. And on my dad's side, I found everybody. All the way back to 1530.
Wow.
Hence, if you recall, in previous episodes, I showed you my, coat of arms.
Yeah.
So that was my dad's
Sir Kevin of Hyde.
Yes, Kevin of Hyde.
The one that had been in the other relative that had been in Carry On films, didn't you?
Oh, yes, matron. But on my mum's side, on Ancestry, I've got nowhere.
No.
So I said to Andrea, Charlotte's mum, who's getting involved and she wanted to help, I said, what you need to do is maybe find a Facebook group to do with Kenya. So she found a Facebook page called Friends of Mombasa. Mm-hmm. And she put a message on, and my mum's last name was Tetcher. So she said, I'm reached out for my boyfriend, blah, 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 blah. And Teresa Tetcher, don't suppose anybody in Mombasa might know her. And within 24 hours...
No way.
So a message said, hang on, I think that's my auntie. That's no. my mum's sister.
Yeah.
So in the space of 48 hours, I found all my mum's family.
Oh,
after wow. 40 years.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
And that was
yeah.
through Facebook?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Through Facebook.
That's the good side of Facebook, isn't it?
And yeah. my mum's family, I've inherited a load of cousins and whatever, and I'll show you some pictures and I'll stick it on the socials.
Most of my family on Facebook are trying to avoid.
Well, yeah, they're all blocking you anyway.
Yeah. Nobody wants to speak to you.
No.
Yeah, so there you go, power of Facebook.
All right. That's good.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A happy ending to a happy story.
Do you know where they all live on my mum's side? Kenya, Seychelles and Mauritius.
Oh, holidays. I'm coming then.
Yep. Do you know where I live? Hyde.
But you are Sir Kevin of Hyde.
Yeah,
Where does all the Portsmouth thing come into it? Because you are from there, aren't you?
I was born and bred in I was born in Southampton.
Right.
Brought up in Portsmouth.
Okay.
And then when I was a teenager, I moved up north.
Oh, right, okay.
That's why I now speak like I own ferrets.
Oh, right.
Like a northerner.
That threw me. My uncle used to have ferrets.
Did he?
Yeah. He used to raise them in his back garden.
I used to have two ferrets as well.
Did you?
Yeah. Down in London.
Did you say you said the other week you had some animals called Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe or something?
Tom, Dick and Harry.
That was it, yeah.
Well, they were rats.
Well, right.
Yeah.
We need to talk about your horse.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we really do.
No, we really
do. In fact, we need a new jingle and a new feature for this damned horse.
Do you know what? I really wanted some coconuts today and I forgot. His horse ran.
Have we got any evidence of that?
No, because Vicky forgot to tell me.
Oh.
So we don't have evidence?
No.
Come on, but tell us.
Did it really run, though?
I don't know, because I'm not the one with all the information.
You said it ran and it fell at the first hurdle. That's what you told me.
No, I didn't.
You did. That's what you told me.
No, I told you. That's what happened when I went to the Grand National.
Oh, right. I thought you meant that was your horse.
No.
So have you spoken to Neil?
No.
But has he left the country with your money?
No. No, I haven't.
Right. So nothing to declare.
But speaking of Neil, I am going to a party with him on Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
Will the horse be there?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. Shall we finally move on to flying fact?
Go on then.
Yeah. You want to get away from that horse, don't you?
Yeah.
Go on, lad.
What's the rules?
The rules are you get two truths and a lie.
Right.
And we have to work out...
Which is the lie.
Which is the lie.
Go for it.
That's for the benefit of our new listeners, isn't it?
Yes.
Go on then, John.
I once was involved in a road collision because someone crashed into a bollard because they weren't looking where they were driving.
Was that anyone in this room?
That'll be Vicky.
Second one. Yeah. I was suspended from a radio station because I hadn't prepared for a feature that I was supposed to be doing on the radio station.
You were suspended?
Yeah.
Right, well, that's pretty extreme.
Is that someone else who doesn't like you?
But...
There's a theme here.
Just calm down.
He's got a bunch of any friends and they don't like him either.
But I wasn't aware that I was supposed to be doing said feature, which, therefore, I wasn't able to prepare for because I didn't...
Too much detail.
All right.
Too much detail.
Go on, Nick. Third one.
And the third one, I was kindly invited on a night out with the Emmerdale cast in Wales.
Discuss, boys. The
in Wales? Yeah. Why Wales?
That's the bit that makes that sound fishy.
That makes it sound true to me.
Right, I'll tell you the
Why
story.
Is Emmerdale a lot in Wales?
Well, that's the thing,
because
isn't it?
Because they have these things called Emmerdale conventions, and I'd been wanting to go to one for ages. And my mum made it as special as she could and got tickets and everything. And then she made me... I'd also met some of the cast, and they thought... She'd been talking to them, and she thought, why don't we get him... They said to her, why don't we get him in, and we'll take you out on a night out. So we went out around Wales, Towyn to be precise.
Right. That sounds a lot of...
I think that one's true.
You look quite angry about that as well, actually.
He's looking very angry today.
Yeah, you do. You look a bit angry, George. Yeah,
I'm just red up.
Do you need a hug, love?
No.
Do you want to take your coat off? You can do, you know.
What was number one again?
Bollard.
I already asked. Calm down. He's rude, isn't he?
Yeah.
What was the number one?
Bollard.
Will you stop it?
Someone crashed into a bollard because they weren't looking where they were going.
I think we know that's true, don't we?
I think Emmerdale.
I'm sure we've heard that.
Emmerdale could be true. There's a lot of detail.
I think that's true.
He got quite angry. Number one,
Bollard.
Number two.
Stop saying Bollard.
Two is the radio station. You got suspended. I don't believe that. No, who's going to suspend you? Unless it's someone else who doesn't like you.
Well, he doesn't like me now.
I think that's the lie.
Yes, I agree.
That's the lie.
Number two, suspension, lie. Which is it?
The Emmerdale thing.
Oh, come on. And who suspended you from a radio station?
Do you really
someone
want
else? Jimmy Hitler?
Yes.
Do you really want to know his name?
Go on,
we'll bleep it out.
Scott Bruton.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He didn't have the authority to do this at the time, but he just said, no, you're not coming into my studio. No, you're not. And he suspended me for 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah. That was a punishment, he said. So, yeah, that was that.
Well done. We lost there.
Yeah, we did. The Emmerdale story was quite convincing. Go on, Kevin, you'll go.
Here we go, fact number one, gentlemen.
Yep.
I once filmed the wrong wedding. Fact number one. What are you laughing at?
I mean, no, yeah. It was you, innit?
You crashed into a bollard.
Fact number two, I used to make grown men do chicken impersonations on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Fact number three, I was recently diagnosed with having a hole in the heart, but it just turned out that during the x-ray, I had a Polo Mint in my top pocket. Discuss, gentlemen.
That third
this isn't
one,
joke of the week, is it?
The third one is a lie.
Right. Filming the wrong wedding?
Yeah, I think you did that.
Oh, you think I did film the wrong wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really do.
Yeah. Andrew?
Because you've been on the wrong stag do.
Yeah, you've gone to wrong stag do.
Yeah.
You've got on the wrong bus.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You kind of do a lot of stuff wrong.
Yeah. Bit of a pattern there, isn't it?
You don't do this wrong, though, do you?
No, well...
Well, jury's out on that one, isn't it?
Opinions vary.
What was the second one?
I used to make grown men do chicken impersonations on a daily basis.
Of course you did.
Yeah, of course you did.
Okay.
So it's the hole in the heart that's the lie.
Yeah, of course it is.
But I want to know about the grown men and the chickens.
When I was in Tenerife, for my legalities of being there,
right.
A friend of mine gave me a job in a local supermarket.
Yeah.
And literally, if you could picture this in the morning, I know this is a visual thing, but
yeah.
I'd be sat behind the counter with a book.
Yeah.
Like this, sort of minding my business. And Tuesdays and Fridays was changeover days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all the new tourists would turn up. And it was literally Brits with, you know, knotted hankies on their head kind of thing with the daughters. And they'd come in and they'd go, hola. And I'd be there with my book and I'd just go, hola. And they'd just assume you're Spanish, you know. And all you could hear them when they walk around the shop is ranting about the price of beans and things like that.
Right.
So... They used to say to the daughters, you did GCSE Spanish, R. Tracy, what's the word for eggs? And then he'd come over to me and ask for eggs. And he goes, scuso, do you have a eggs-o or whatever, you know. And I would literally stand up and I'd pull various items off the shelf, random items, spaghetti, tins of beans, you name it. And I'd go, eggs-o. And they end up, anyway, long story short, they end up ranting. Tracy doesn't know GCSE Spanish. And eventually the bloke rattles his brains. He stands there and he goes, Exo! And I go, oh, eggs, mate. Why did you say they're over there? Daily event. True story.
It's got that.
They were never impressed with me, mate.
And can I say, that story's just happened. And yet there are three chickens on the table. Not once did anybody press that.
Eggs up.
Oh, shall we just do joke of the week?
Hey, are you ready to go home? Have you had enough today?
Oh, shall we just?
Shall we bother?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Yeah, of course.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. Honor,
here's another joke of the week. Right, so we're on episode 95. Scores on the doors. Jordan a little bit behind on 30. Kevin on 33.
Right.
Go on then, Jordan. Do it.
Why don't skeletons like taking parts in fights?
In fights?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why don't skeletons like taking parts in fights?
Because they haven't got the guts. You're very
face. He's just blind.
Just deadpan. Just
he's about to block you on his phone as well now.
Go on.
Well, I have to be honest. The other week, I realised that when it comes to joke-offs, Boss Man's got a weak spot.
Oh, is this a joke? I thought this was a joke.
He's got a weak spot. No, no.
Right,
no.
I'm intrigued.
Chicken jokes.
Yes.
Chicken
jokes. I like a chicken joke.
So I've got about 30 chicken jokes lined up for the next load of episodes. You can't do them. From now on, I'm doing chicken jokes.
Go on, why did the chicken cross the road?
No. Oh. What do you call a chicken, Andrew?
Yeah.
That crosses the road, rolls in the dirt, crosses the road again, and then rolls in the dirt again. It's a dirty double crossing chicken.
You see, you can't beat a chicken joke.
That's it, John.
You see?
I've got nothing but chicken jokes. Can I have a point, please, boss?
Of course,
man?
You can. A point to you. Kevin's on 34. Jordan, you're still on 30.
You're not happy, John.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.